Hello again. We'd like to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Paul Allison. Thank you for joining us for this week's message. Grab your Bibles and turn with me over to the book of Psalms and Psalm 119. And the title of this week's message is, If Not for the Word. Psalm 119, and we're going to start with verse 9. It says, Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? The answer to that question, by taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all thy judgments, all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Now, this is the most lengthy chapter in the whole Bible. A total of 176 verses. It's broke down in 22 8-verse sections, and each one of them have a heading, and the heading is actually the Hebrew alphabet. And, of course, I read the second section there, and the heading there is Beth, and that's just the, you know, like you've got A, B, C, D, E, F, G, so on and so forth with the English alphabet. That's the second letter in the Hebrew alphabet. And so, almost every verse, just with the exception of just two or three verses, almost every verse of the 176 verses of this psalm exalts the word of the Lord. It's a wonderful chapter. It's worth studying. You could spend a whole week studying this. And really, it's just something that you can just feast on throughout your Christian life and never get all the treasures out of this one chapter that you could possibly get. It's just like mining a vein of gold. It's awesome and it's wonderful and I love it. But like I say, the whole chapter, almost every single verse of it exalts and uplifts the Word of God. And it uses different terms. It talks about His precepts and His statutes and His commandments. And of course it says His Word and His judgments and His testimonies. And it uses these terms to exalt God's Word. And so I'm going to read back through this. It says, Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Oh, hallelujah, the word will make you clean. The scripture talks about being washed by the water of the word. And, you know, it's just wonderful, you know, to have that spiritual hygiene taken care of. And we couldn't be clean if it wasn't for the word. If not for the word, we couldn't be cleansed spiritually. You know, think about this. You know, it ain't just to hear the word that's justified, but it's the doer of the word. You know, you could look at soap and water all day long. You could get you a pan, and you could put you some water in it and lay out a wash rag and have your soap laying there, and you could look at it all day long, it wouldn't make you clean. You have to apply it. It's just like a big meal. You could look at a buffet, but until you begin to partake, you wouldn't be filled. Well, the Word of God needs to be applied to your life. And we need to get in there and see what it says and then act upon it. And so, hey, how does a young man cleanse his way? He said, by taking heed thereto according to thy word. And then he says, verse 10, with my whole heart have I sought thee. O let me not wander from thy commandments. Not with half-heartedly, but wholeheartedly is how it's going to work. Is if you seek him with your whole heart. The Lord knows whether we're doing it wholeheartedly or half-heartedly. I've done stuff half-heartedly before, and it don't turn out too good. Just imagine now if you tried to mow the yard and you just made a swipe here and there, it would make a mess, wouldn't it? Or maybe if you needed to paint a wall and you just maybe just swiped a little here and there and didn't cover it all, it would look worse than if you did not bother to try to paint it at all. And it ain't no different when we're not thorough in our Christian walk. And we got to take heed to God's Word and His commandments. Verse 11, Thy Word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against Thee. There you go. See, it's like the old saying, an ounce of prevention's worth a pound of cure. You start hiding the Word of God away in your heart, and you get the Word of God in your heart, then it can actually prevent you from sinning. It can head sin off at the pass. Hallelujah. Ain't that good? Praise God. Yeah, but a lot of people just, they make light of the Word of God. And, and kind of what got me stirred up on this message is some of the things that I had to preach my daddy's funeral here recently. And some of the things I said really got me stirred up about the Word of God. Because we would not know that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth if it wasn't for the Word. If not for the Word, we wouldn't know that. We would not know that the Lord had flooded this whole planet in the days of Noah, but spared Noah and his wife and his three boys and their wives and all those animals upon the ark, but flooded the whole planet. If it not for the Word, if it hadn't been for the Word, we wouldn't have known that. Oh, hallelujah. Ain't that good? That the Lord told us how He created everything, and He told us how He later destroyed it all except for Noah and all that was with him in the ark. And we would not know about the children of Israel coming out of Egypt and how that the Lord had parted the Red Sea if it hadn't have been for the Word. And if not for the Word, we wouldn't have known that David slew Goliath. Hallelujah. That God gave him victory over that giant. If it hadn't been for the Word, if not for the Word, we wouldn't have known that. We wouldn't have known that Daniel was able to survive in the lion's den, in the den of lions there. If not for the Word. We wouldn't know that the Lord got Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out of the fiery furnace if not for the Word. And we wouldn't know that the prophets had foretold the coming of the Messiah if not for the Word. And we wouldn't have known that there was a babe in a manger, hallelujah, born of the Virgin Mary, conceived of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah. Gabriel come and told Mary that's how it's going to be. And said his name will be called Emmanuel. God, Emmanuel, God with us. Wouldn't have known about any of that if it hadn't been for the Word of God. If not for the Word, we just wouldn't have known. We would not have known about Jesus at the age of 12 years old, hallelujah, sitting there with the elders and those biblical scholars, those theologians, and confounding them and amazing them with His answers and with His questions. If it wasn't for the Word, we wouldn't have known that. We wouldn't have known, hallelujah, that John the Baptist was preaching. And boy, I mean, he's preaching it hard. He's smearing it on thick. He was telling them, oh, you generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? If it wasn't for the Word. And we wouldn't have known that John the Baptist got to be the one that introduced Jesus to the world. See, Jesus said there wasn't a greater prophet born among women than John the Baptist. All the other prophets told about His coming. John told us He's here. Woo! Hallelujah! He told us He's here when he looked up and he saw Jesus walking on the banks of the river. And he said, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. We wouldn't have known that if not for the Word. Oh, and then Jesus went down to him and John baptized him. He said, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? Jesus has suffered to be so. We must fulfill all righteousness. And he baptized him. And he went up out of the water. And the Holy Ghost descended upon Jesus visually there in the form of a dove. And audibly the Father spoke from heaven. From sitting on the throne, looking down upon His Son, there on that riverbank, and he said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." We wouldn't have known that if not for the Word. And then Jesus went into the wilderness, fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and was tempted of the devil, and overcome all those temptations. And then the angels came and ministered to him. And we wouldn't have known that if not for the Word. And then Jesus went about and began to preach repentance. And he said the kingdom of heaven was at hand. The kingdom of God was at hand. Hallelujah. We wouldn't have known that if it wasn't for the Word. And we wouldn't have known if it wasn't for the Word that Jesus fed the multitudes. He turned the water to wine. He walked on the water. He calmed the raging sea. He said, "Peace be still." Hallelujah. And there was a great calm. We wouldn't have known that if not for the Word. Oh, ain't the Word wonderful? Praise God. Boy, but it goes on. Hallelujah. We wouldn't have known how that Jesus was betrayed and condemned to death if not for the Word. We wouldn't even known about the old rugged cross if not for the Word. We wouldn't have known that. We wouldn't have known that he hung there, suffering, having mercy on the thief that said, "Lord, remember me," and forgiving those at the foot of the cross that mocked him and said, "Father, forgive them, they know not what they do." We wouldn't have known any of that if not for the Word. If it hadn't have been for the Word of God, we wouldn't have known. And he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And he said, "It is finished." And he yielded up the ghost. We wouldn't have known that if it wasn't for the Word. And how the sky was dark and the earth shook. Oh, but we know all that because of the Word. And then Joseph of Arimathea came with Nicodemus and took his body down and buried it in Joseph's own new tomb and rolled a great stone in front of it. We know that because of the Word. But guess what? We also know 3 days later, Jesus rose, and that tomb was empty. And we wouldn't have known about an empty tomb had it not been for the Word. Hallelujah, ain't that good? Thank God for His Word. And He walked with them 40 days, and then ascended on high, and sat down at the right hand of the Father, and makes intercession for whosoever calls upon His name. There's one mediator between God and man, that's the man Christ Jesus. But we wouldn't have known that if not for the Word. And we wouldn't know that Jesus is going to come back. Oh, hallelujah, He's coming back. The Bible says the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. But we wouldn't have known that if it wasn't for the Word. He said, "I'll show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed." He said, "For this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. And when this corruption is put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then will be brought to pass the saying that is written, that death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?" He said, "The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But I thank God who hath given us the victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord." And we would not know that if not for the Word. If it hadn't been for the Word, we wouldn't know any of that. But hallelujah, there's a resurrection coming. Jesus is risen, and He's going to raise the saints one day. And we know that because of the Word. We also know about His wrath because of the Word. He said, "The wrath of God is upon the children of disobedience. Every name that's not written in the Lamb's Book of Life will be cast into the lake of fire." We know that because of the Word. We wouldn't have known about streets of gold and gates of pearl and walls of jasper. We wouldn't have known, hallelujah, any of those things if not for the Word. We would not have known, hallelujah, about there'll be no more pain, no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying. That God will wipe away all tears from our eyes one day. And hallelujah, when He wipes them away, they'll not be back. We wouldn't have known any of that if it hadn't have been for the Word. I guess the most famous Old Testament, most well-known, most recognizable Old Testament Scripture is the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me into the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, I believe I may have missed something. He said, Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Most recognizable Old Testament scripture, probably, by far, maybe it or the Ten Commandments. But we wouldn't have known, Thou shalt not lie, if it wasn't for the Word. We wouldn't have known, Thou shalt not commit adultery, if it not for the Word. We would not have known not to take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, if not for the Word. We would not have known that we were supposed to honor our father and our mother, if not for the Word. If it hadn't been for the Word, we wouldn't have known these things. We wouldn't have known that we wasn't supposed to lie, kill, steal, and covet, all right down through the commandments, if not for the Word. We would not have known that the Lord is our shepherd if it wasn't for the Word. We wouldn't have known that He restores our soul if it not for the Word. We wouldn't know that He would make us lay down in green pastures and lead us beside the still waters, if not for the Word. Of course, the most recognizable New Testament Scripture is probably John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And then the next verse, the 17th verse, For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. We would not have known that God loved us that much if it wasn't for the Word. Hallelujah. We would not have known if we believe in His Son, we wouldn't have to perish, but we could have everlasting life if it wasn't for the Word. These atheists wouldn't know there was a God to deny if it wasn't for the Word. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for His Word. Oh, I appreciate His mercy and goodness. I thank Him for saving my soul. The Bible says salvation is of the Lord. We wouldn't know that there's salvation that comes from the Lord if it wasn't for the Word. But, hallelujah, we have the Word. And we know these things. And we can believe them. We can embrace them. We can love and cherish them. And live by them. And be a doer. Not just a hearer only, but a doer. Because of the Word. Have you taken heed to the Word? Have you hid it in your heart that you might not sin against Him? Have you let the Word cleanse your ways? Oh, you can. You need to turn to Jesus. It's sad. There's so many out there that just disregard the Word. They don't take the Word of God serious. They make light of it. They mock it. They try to discredit it. I've even heard so-called preachers, supposed to be gospel preaching preachers, theologians, actually do more to belittle the Word and try to discredit the Word than to exalt it. But another place here in the book of Psalms, he says he hath exalted His Word above all His name. I believe any Christian should be anxious to build up and extol and exalt the Word of God. I believe the Holy Spirit would lead you to brag on the Word of God. We cannot overemphasize the Scriptures. It's totally impossible to overemphasize the Word of God. But see, Satan's got his foot in the door, and he's worked his way to the pulpit, and he's got these rascals standing in the pulpit lying through their teeth. I read one feller's blog site, and this feller pastors a church not far from where I live. Big shot, got his degree in Bible college and all that stuff, and I ain't saying that's all bad. There's some good schools out there, but there ain't as many good ones as you might think. But this rascal actually said this about the book of Acts. He said the most of the book of Acts is fiction and not historical. And he even said the book of Genesis was not to be taken from a historical or a scientific point of view. It was just stories about the human condition. Now to me, that's totally sickening. I believe the Word of God, literally, I believe it to be the Holy Ghost inspired, infallible Word of God. We can't overemphasize the Scriptures. And I believe if you truly got Jesus in your heart and the Holy Spirit is leading you, you will exalt the Word of God. We would not know anything about God if not for His Word. You wouldn't know that Jesus loves you and died for you and rose again, that He was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification if not for the Word. So won't you just trust in the written Word today? If you ain't never been saved, won't you just bow your head and say, Lord Jesus, be merciful to me, a sinner. Ask Him to save you and forgive you. He gladly will. You don't have to talk the Lord into saving you. He wants to. And maybe as a believer, you failed to exalt the Word of God the way you should. Let me encourage you to ask the Lord to forgive you for failing to do that. And just you ask Him to give you the strength to uplift His Word. And until next time, be ye therefore ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.